Coming up, a virtual gastric bypass to lose weight? Is that even possible?
You really can have it all, 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 have it all. Welcome to Having It All, featuring experts and pioneers in health, wealth, relationships, and spirituality, creating a healthier, wealthier, happier you. And now, here's your host, the Miracle Mama, Marbeth Dunn.
Woohoo! It's so good to be back again. I love the show. I love hanging out with you guys. I just got back from an amazing trip in Canada, and our guest tonight is Canadian as well. I was in Calgary and Vancouver. It is so beautiful, and I just find that Canadians are so nice. And I had a very interesting trip there when our first flight was on a domestic airline, and it was, the flight was okay, but I had a bit of a challenge because the woman sharing the row with us, she was going through her challenges, and I know she had had surgery, and I asked her to pull the shade down, and she lowered it an inch, and I was experiencing a lot of glare. So I waited a moment or two, and I realized this is awful. So I asked her again to please close the shade, and she lowered it another inch. And so I said, could you please lower it all the way? And she said, well, then I would not be able to see. And I said, okay. And I just, you know, gave up what I was going to do on the flight, the work that I was doing. And I closed my eyes. And then later, everyone, my fiance and I and this other woman, we went all to the restroom and played musical chairs. She ended up on the aisle. We were able to close the shade, but she came back drenched in perfume that totally assaulted my sinuses. So I was not having a good time on this flight. I didn't know what to do, but I just hung in there. And then when we left the flight, I cried to my celestial helpers, angels and fairies. I said, could you please make sure that the rest of our travel experience is wonderful? And I let it go. And so in Chicago, we changed for the international terminal, walked up to the WestJet counter, and they bumped us up to first class. The rest of that flight, the flight to Calgary was amazing. I was just relaxed in a very spacious seat. It was wonderful. And then when we got to our hotel, the Hampton Inn in Calgary, they asked if we would like to have the King Suite. So twist my arm. Of course, I would love to have the King Suite. Are you kidding? So I often forget that I have these amazing divine helpers. We all have them. And sometimes we think that we have to do everything ourselves. Do you ever feel that way? That you have to do everything yourself? Well, you don't. We have these amazing helpers. And this was such a wonderful reminder for me, because they're there for us. They jump in whenever we ask them. And this is something that you may wish to explore for yourself. It's too good to keep to myself, but it just really made for a wonderful trip. And the first part of the trip was a blessing too, because the contrast reminded me to, oh, you have divine helpers. Ask them for help. So, as I said, our guest tonight is a Canadian, a very interesting Canadian woman who specializes in weight loss using a virtual gastric band, which is a non-surgical technique utilizing hypnosis. And I'm just very excited to have you on the show, Joanne. She is a board-certified master hypnotherapist, and she combines hypnosis and the emotional freedom technique for weight, smoking, and anxiety. So I'm very, very thrilled to hear all about your wonderful information. So welcome, Joanne Eady.
Well, thank you so much. What an interesting story. When you started out and it was all, you know, doom and gloom, I thought, oh, what an awful trip. You know, we've all had that experience, but you
yes.
handled it beautifully by asking for help from your angelic realm.
Yes, they're there for us. And it's just such a good reminder. So tell me, I've been wondering, you know, ever since I booked you for the show, well, you have so many interesting aspects. But tell us first about this virtual gastric bypass. It sounds
right.
really interesting.
You know, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I did weight clients, and I got pretty good results. I feel with the EFT, it helps with the cravings, et cetera, et cetera. But then I heard about this woman who had developed this technique called the virtual gastric band with hypnosis. Her name is Sheila Granger, and she's from the UK. And so I signed up and went to the course, and it just was amazing. Like, I just thought, well, this is the missing piece. This is what's going to put it over the top. And really what it does, it just allows you to eat smaller portions. Our portions have just gone crazy.
Supersize me.
Yeah. Of course. And, you know, when I was sitting in the course, my mind kept flashing back to my childhood, where we did eat three meals a day. We stopped when we were full. We didn't have big, great big portions. And we never, ever snacked in between. In fact, my mind went back to my sister and I doing the dishes, and then the light went off in the kitchen. And no one was in the kitchen. There wasn't even a spoon in the sink in the morning. Now, that wasn't a rule. It just didn't happen.
Right.
Once we had dinner, okay. We were done. And there's a reason why that works. When you have breakfast, let's say at 7 o'clock, the digestive process is a couple of hours long. It's not just the food emptying out of your stomach. It actually goes through the bloodstream, through the organs. The nutrients are extracted. The waste is separated. You know, it's a whole process. So then at 9:30, 10 o'clock, the digestive process has finished. And the body begins to work on the fat stores. Well, then if you have, which is typically coffee break, isn't it? So then if you eat again, the body stops working on the fat stores and goes back to digestion again.
Uh-oh.
So this new way where they want you to eat 6-7 meals a day keeps your body in virtual digestion all day long. Perpetual digestion. And your body never gets to rest. Your body never gets to work on those fat stores. So we call it a little mini fast between these meals.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
That's kind of how it works. But the virtual gastric band reminds you when you've had enough to eat. I believe we've lost that ability to feel full.
Well, I guess that's true. When you go... I every time I go to the restaurant, I end up sharing with my fiance because the
yeah.
meals are so big.
Yes.
And I don't really want to eat the whole thing. So I end up either taking half of it home. They're just huge. And what's interesting is now they're starting to put in how many calories the meals are.
Yeah.
And I saw that at Cheesecake Factory the other night, and there was no way I was going to go for dessert when I saw how many calories
right.
there were in each.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. That kind of reminds us, you know. But with this program, you can really have whatever you want as long as you have it within your meal. Stop when you're full.
Right.
So if you want that, you know, if you're not full yet and you want that dessert and you order it, you can always take it home too. But we tend to finish it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what it's based on. And the hypnotic scripts that we use when we do the virtual gastric band keep reminding you, like it's repeated over and over. Three meals a day, stop when you're full, no snacking in between.
So what happens with people who really don't know when they're full because they're so used to overeating?
Right.
And they're not in tune with their bodies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's where the band comes in, because you actually feel it working.
How very cool. I love that.
Well,
so you actually feel it working.
Yeah. I still feel mine working. And you can override it. But it's when you do, you feel like when you've taken that second plate at Thanksgiving because everything's so delicious. And then
right.
when you're finished, you're so full and bloated that you go, why did I do that? That's how you feel if you override your band.
Ooh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So
it's all done through the mind.
So when did you have your virtual gastric band installed?
2011.
Really? And what was your experience with it? Tell me.
Well, we were at the course. I had taken a hypnotist that I trained, and so when we came home, he practiced on me and I practiced on him, and we installed the band on each other. And that's why I say I can still feel mine working. Now, I was always tall and thin my entire life. I could eat anything I wanted until I hit middle age.
Right,
and then 50 pounds visited. And just would not go away. And I couldn't understand why, when I was putting my body through this total deprivation, why I couldn't lose weight. And so it took me the next 15 years to figure it out, and I wrote a book, and I work with clients constantly, and my success rate has just soared with the virtual gastric band.
So how much did you end up releasing? I won't say losing, because
yeah.
when you lose something, it tends to try to find its way back.
You got it right.
And we don't want that.
Yeah. I lost the 50 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And it's just stayed off.
Well, yes. And now, am I perfect? No. I will have days where I go crazy and don't know why. Like, I'll just overeat this and overeat that, or I'll do that snacking in between. And then the next day I just get back on track. So,
well, that's okay. And I would say, you know, I think you're perfect. I think we're all perfect.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
I think that's a really good place to start.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful. And I
want
to also say that if you are listening to the show and you have a question for Joanne Eady, call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Okay.
Great.
So this
well,
is
also
awesome.
Within this program, my program, we're always worked on the emotional components of having too much weight. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I do with a client as soon as they come in, so I'll just do it with you because it's so much fun. So, Marbeth,
okay.
on this program, would it be all right if I just totally took over your life? I'm going to control you 100%. I'm going to control your finances. I might call you 17 times a day. I'm going to email you all the time. I expect an answer back. Would that be all right?
Absolutely not.
And that's the answer I'm looking for. But you let food do that.
Yeah. That's true.
And the odd person will say, yes, that's okay, because they're just so desperate to find the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we that gives me a clue, too, as to what emotions I'm working with. And so we have a sign that they have to hang up. I am in total control of what I eat, when I eat, and how much I eat. I am in control.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just a visual that reminds them. And the second thing I do is the body image exercise. So for everybody out there, whether you go to a plan or not, you need to do this. Every night before you go to bed, you take your clothes off anyway. stand in front of a full-length mirror, look down your body and say, release judgment. Look up your body and say, release criticism. Turn to the side, release judgment, release criticism. Your eyes go up and down, or down and
okay.
up, I guess it is.
Right, that makes sense.
At the back, I use a handheld mirror, release judgment, release criticism, and the fourth side, and then go to bed. Do that for 30 days, and you'll stop the critical comments that pop into your mind. You know, I have clients that at first they can't do the exercise.
Right.
They cry, they are
really
discouraged, but then I get, you know, I say, then do it with your clothes on first. And then they start taking, then just do it with your underwear on. Now just do it totally naked. And by the end of 30 days, they don't care.
That's wonderful.
That is the best thing ever. Because once you don't care, it becomes so much easier.
You know, I've done something similar with mirror work, looking in the mirror and, you know, as saying, I love you.
Yeah.
And initially, so many times, people cannot do that. It's just
well, either
because
that
they
or
don't
you find
love
your
themselves.
Eyes averting, don't you?
I'm sorry?
At first.
Yeah.
You'll say, I love you, and you'll look away real quick.
Yeah. But what I discovered that I'm able, when I'm working with clients, that I'm able to say, well, if you can't say it, if it's too uncomfortable, just say, I'm willing. I'm willing. To
oh,
love
I
myself.
Love that.
Yeah, because it buffers
I
it.
I love that.
And then you can work yourself up to, I love myself. But for some people, and for a lot of people, don't judge yourself if you can't do it. you're not alone.
Bad.
A lot of people can't.
That's really good for the ones that have trouble at first.
So have you ever, tell me your most dramatic client experience with this gastric band.
The hypnotist that went to the course with me. When you go to these courses, they usually make you stand up and introduce yourself and say a few words. And I was absolutely shocked. He is a big man. And he got up and he said, I was a fat baby, I was a fat little boy, I was a fat teenager, and I'm a fat man. And I don't know what it's like to be anything other than fat. And I was just shocked that I thought, oh my gosh, you have the confidence, you know, you're going to do great. And so we came home and practiced on each other. Now, he was weighed all the time by his mother, so he has a thing about getting on the scale. And actually, I discourage them getting on the scale unless they're doing it at the exact same time every day, like maybe first thing in the morning, the exact
right.
same time, because it can be very discouraging.
Sure.
But the way he measures
your weight
his,
fluctuates.
Yeah. The way he measures his weight is with his belt loops, and he's lost 7 belt loops.
That's amazing. Wow.
It's so amazing.
And he's held it off.
He's diabetic. He continues to work on it. This is a long, slow program. It's about 1 pound a week. But if you lost 50 pounds by this time next year, wouldn't that be amazing?
It is amazing. We're going to go to break now, and
all
then
right.
we'll come back, and I want to hear about the Wayne Gretzky hockey tournament. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to hear all about it.
All righty.
Is the daily grind getting you down? How would you like to trade in your stress and struggle for peace, love, abundance, and joy? I'm Marbeth Dunn, the Miracle Mama. Even if you are struggling in your relationships, health, or peace of mind, you can have it all. Don't waste another day. Learn my simple secrets to eliminate stress and struggle in my free report, 7 Easy Steps to Harness the Power of Miracles. Go to miracles101.com to get your free report today. That's miracles101.com. I think we're live. So tell me about this. You're the director of the Wayne Gretzky Hockey Tournament?
Well, I was years ago. I never was a passive member of anything my kids were in, and they all played hockey. And so the Brantford, where I live in Canada, Brantford, Ontario, Canada, Wayne Gretzky came from this city. That's our big claim to fame, along with Alexander Graham Bell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and so you like should... lots of the young people now, they go, Wayne who?
Well, but, that's one of the very cool things that you've done. You were director of that, and you took it from 28 teams
to 120 in 1 year.
Wow. That's
amazing.
Yeah. So,
and I did that for a few years,
that you've done.
You know, I have really good organizational skills. I can see it. Well, you know, Wayne Gretzky talks about being able to see the entire ice when he plays hockey. He sort of has that peripheral vision that sees the whole picture, the whole ice. And so he knows where the puck is going. So that's why he was such a good player. And I'm the same way with organizing something. I see the big picture, and everything just falls into place for me. I just
what a gift.
Blessed.
Hugely blessed. I do not have that gift.
Well, yeah, like when my girls got married, we didn't have a wedding planner. We just did it, you know. But I also did a dance festival, and now I'm the director of the Canadian Hypnosis Conference.
That's wonderful. And also, tell me about the Alien Cosmic Expo.
Yes. You know, 2 years in a row at the Hypnosis Conference, there was a speaker who, the bulk of her practice is working with what they now call it an experiencer. They used to be called abductees.
Okay.
And they are people who think or know or have snippets of memory that they have had contact with a UFO. And their entire life, they have had anxiety, social anxiety, sleeplessness. These are just some of the symptoms. Plus, they have people who laugh at them, tell them they're crazy, or they shush them, tell them,
right,
don't talk about that. You know, you upset everybody when you do that. So they spend their life stuffing it all down. And so she works with them. Now, I was so interested in it. Especially when I met a couple of experiencers and heard their stories. And so I began Alien Cosmic Expo to give them a voice, to give them a platform that was credible, professional. And it's funny because world-renowned speakers sort of fell into place along with this. And it's now a huge event. We just finished it at the end of June. And it was funny when I was putting it together, because I would meet someone like you, who would say, oh, Joanne, I've had an experience. I don't mean you've told me that, but like I would just meet someone randomly, like someone on a radio show or someone, just when we phoned up to get name tags, you know, she began to tell us a story.
I could tell you stories too.
I think you could.
Oh, yes. So that's really interesting. So where do you hold this expo?
We held it at a hotel near Toronto Airport.
Cool.
And we had moved it from Brantford because of the logistics of picking up speakers and attendees that came from all over the world. And so we moved it near Toronto Airport so they could just shuttle to the hotel and not have to rent a car.
That makes sense. So how many people did you have?
We had over 400 people this year.
Wow.
Right. That just started. Yeah. You know, we're only in our third year.
That's impressive.
Well, we were blown away. We had a very big name this year, Dr. Stephen Greer, and that was quite helpful as well. But I think the logistics of moving it closer to the airport helped as well.
Absolutely. I think that's great. And I love, well, it certainly keeps you well-rounded. You know, you're open in a lot of different areas. I think it's wonderful.
Right. And it's so the people are so interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got some great people there, you know, and it definitely keeps it interesting. So, and I'm sure also
The Canadian Hypnosis Conference, it isn't just for hypnotists. We have a lot of metaphysical classes.
Oh, interesting.
And so people could attend and just go to the metaphysical classes and just enjoy hanging out with all the hypnotists.
And where do you hold that?
That one's in Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Just about 30 minutes from here, from me.
Right. Okay, very cool. And how many people attend that?
It's about 200 there.
Okay.
We're just growing that. We would like many, many more.
So how long have you been a hypnotherapist?
17 years.
And what was the impetus?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom. I raised 5 kids. And when the youngest daughter was off to university, I began to meditate. What is the next step in my life? Tell me what it is I need to know. And I just kept asking. And then I found EFT. And boy,
I love EFT. Yeah.
That is emotional freedom technique. Yeah. And I thought, boy, this is the best thing ever. You know,
it's very cool. Yeah.
It is. I was relieving all gunk from my childhood and everything, you know, just so quickly and easily. And then I saw on a video when I was studying for my exam for EFT that there was a hypnotist who combined the two modalities. And so I looked up and I took my hypnosis courses. And I had already been working with people with EFT. And so then it just all fell into place.
It's a great tool. EFT is a great tool. I don't find that it works for everything. I mean, you can try it, but I don't find that it works for everything.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that I have in my tool bag, toolbox, and I love it. I find that it can be really effective. And what I love about it is that it gives people the power to do something themselves.
Yes,
they do it with you, but then they can continue doing it at home.
Yeah,
and I have taught it to many of my clients as well. I think it's a wonderful thing. So
I also tell them, you know, if you go home and you're still having some of the symptoms, you can go on YouTube and you can do the search EFT for, let's say, nail biting. Maybe that's
your
problem. And somebody will have put a YouTube up there that you can follow along.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
And now, I did the training with Gary Craig, which I saw that you did as well.
I did.
Master's level. But when he said, well, this is no longer good, you have to do training again, I said, this is ridiculous. I don't need to do it again. And so I decided not to.
You and I are so similar.
I know.
I had the same thoughts. I just thought I'm not going to go through all this again and all the money. Because I flew to different things that he held. You know, he held those weekends. One was in Texas, one was in Arizona. And I would go to all them and learn more. So I used to teach EFT. I will teach it, but only as a recreational thing for yourself. I can't certify people.
Right. I tend to blend it with other types of meridian tapping. I have, you know, my own way of doing it, and I find it's great. It's good stuff. So, and for those of you who are wondering, what is EFT? The Emotional Freedom Technique is a really interesting way of tapping on your meridians. And in a specific way, in order to release all kinds of trauma, pain disappears, all different. It can help you in so many different ways. There is now the World Tapping Summit with Nick Ortner It is a big deal and really, really good. And Gary Craig has a great download that you can use to learn how to do it yourself. It's a wonderful thing. So,
right. You know, when I teach any kind of a seminar, I will do. People carry tension in their neck and shoulders. Almost everybody. I mean, we sit in front of a computer, we drive, we, you know, put that tension there. And so I will tap on, even though I have this tight, stiff neck, I deeply love an well, first of all, I have them turn their head and memorize where it's pulling.
Right.
And then we do this tapping. And then so we tap it all the way through, tight, stiff neck, tension in my neck and shoulders, tight, stiff neck, tap it all the way through. And then they test their neck. Honestly, almost, like I would say 99% get a result the first half, just tapping the first half of it. And so then they're hooked, you see. Then they want to know more about it.
Sure. No, it's good. It's good. What's interesting is, I guess about 2 weeks ago, I had Richard Gordon on the show. Do you know who
is? Yeah.
And I've studied quantum touch. I could be a practitioner. I have enough courses, but I just never opted to do that. I love the technique, and you can just now just virtually in your mind, imagine the, what is he called? The sphenoid bone that's behind your nose. You imagine it turning a little bit to the right, and the occiput and the hips just automatically line up.
Really?
Yeah, amazing stuff. I love energy work. It is great. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And but, hypnosis, you know, is like that too. It's
I know.
So, it's fascinating, and you know, we go around in this tension filled, hurry up, keep up world, and everyone can use a hypnosis session every day, you know, just to relax you, just so that you can let the tension go. It's just so beneficial for your health.
Absolutely. And I think it's a type of meditation.
It is, especially self-hypnosis. And, you know, you can just sit with your eyes closed. And if you're meditating it, this could be helpful too. And you just... as you say this, you can imagine in your mind whatever it is for you. They could. So what you do is you say three, 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 two, 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 one, one, one.
My eyelids are getting heavy.
And you imagine that number three, like I imagine they march through.
Cool.
It's a great big number three, and it has little legs, and it marches through. And then the twos march, you know. But some people have said they see them on a skateboard, or they're skating, or they're running, or something, you know. So, but that's self-hypnosis. And then it's just like meditating. And then when you're ready, you just open your eyes, or you can count yourself up.
So one, now two, you three. Do these three numbers, like you do like 3-3-3-2-2-2-1-1-1, and you know, with the visuals. And then what do you do after?
Well, now you can either think a mantra to yourself, or you can just meditate.
Very cool.
But
okay.
The numbers help you to put you into that state. The more you do it, the farther you drop down.
I like that. Yeah, that's very cool. Years ago, I learned something called autogenic training.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a type of self-hypnosis.
I'm not familiar with it.
And it was discovered by Schultz, I believe, in the early 20th century. And it was something that I discovered when I was living in Haiti. Oh, many, many years ago. It's just a way of you program yourself that your arm is going to get very warm and very heavy.
Yeah.
And then your forehead gets very cool. In the meantime, your stomach is, you know, flowingly warm and your forehead's pleasantly cool. So you're doing this whole thing and then you can program anything that you want. And years ago, my first job, I worked at Miami Seaquarium. I worked with Flipper, the dolphin, the famous dolphin. I worked. There were actually four different dolphins that were Flipper that had done the movie and the TV show. And I got to put on four shows a day with Flipper. This was my first job. I cut fish. And there was a man that showed up. And there was one of the PR opportunities. He had crossed the Atlantic in a boat the size of a bathtub. And he had used, I read about him afterwards, he had used this technique, this autogenic training, to keep going west to get the circulation going in his body. And if he were sleeping and the compass, you know, somehow threw him off course, he would wake up because he knew he needed to go west. And he also programmed himself to survive. And so when he did capsize during a storm, he was able, you know, you can imagine freezing in the Atlantic Ocean in this tiny little bathtub boat. He couldn't, you know, even stretch out. He had to sit in the whole crossing. So, you know, to be able to get his circulation going, all because of this type of self-hypnosis. So how cool is that?
That's what I love about today. There are lots and lots and lots of techniques.
Yeah.
And they all have a thread that is similar.
Yes.
You know, like it's just a different way of doing it, but they're all quite similar, and that way you reach everybody.
I agree. You know, there's no one path.
No.
There's no.
No. It's all to bring us to that higher vibration.
Yes, and there's always going to be a way that doesn't work for you. There's just no way it's going to happen. But always a way that can reach you.
Yeah.
You just have to ask. We remember going back to all those divine helpers that we have. You just need to ask.
Well, and what's the right thing for me? The more you do it, the more it opens up for you. You know, if you begin asking for a parking space close to the door when it's raining, or a green light because you're in a rush, so you leave and you go, you know, please could today I just have all green lights because I have to get there, and or no traffic or something like that. And just practice on something, it really doesn't matter.
Right, exactly.
And it's quite interesting how it then works, and then you just keep doing it, which is practicing.
And I think, you know, there are certain elements that enhance it. For example, gratitude, feeling grateful.
Yeah.
For receiving it is a wonderful way to enhance that experience, to pull it in easier. You know, if you keep checking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Then it tends to push it away and keep it from happening. But we have a break. And after the break, I want to ask you some more questions about the virtual gastric band.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see you in a minute. Have you been stuck, really stuck? I'm Marbeth Dunn with a very special opportunity only for listeners of Having It All Radio. If you'd like to step out of victimhood to become a co-creator of your own abundance and success, sign up now for my Flash of Insight consult at yourmiraclepower.com/insight, INSIGHT. Not only will we work together one-on-one to release an issue that's been keeping you stuck, you will receive a special bonus, my signature Power of Joy audio program valued at $397. I've been there. I understand the hurt you're going through.
Don't delay. Sign up now for your Flash of Insight consult, yourmiraclepower.com/insight.
Choosing to work with Marbeth Dunn was one of the smartest things I ever did. She has an intuitive gift that allows her to meet people where they are so that you can begin to peel away the layers of stuff that keep us from having that soulful and joyful journey that we want. I know in my personal and professional life, I experienced a new sense of well-being, and I show up differently. I've had successes in those areas that I don't think were possible before I met and worked with Marbeth. I also have a new confidence in myself, and that makes a world of difference.
And we are back. Wow, I'm really enjoying this time with you, Joanne. You are so knowledgeable, and I'm really intrigued by this virtual gastric band. So this is a hypnotic suggestion that creates this band inside you?
Correct. So it's a hypnosis session, so I put you into hypnosis.
Okay.
And I deepen the hypnosis so that you're very, very relaxed. And then I just take you through, almost like a guided meditation. And we take you through an operation.
And wow.
Lots of people come through and they have had all sorts of imaginings of their own and things like that. So I think that's why it's so effective. And, one lady, she said, I think mine's a little bit too tight. But there's
so
four
what did
sessions.
You do?
And, yeah, there's four sessions, and we, work on the emotional and we work on cravings and somewhere along, nothing is forbidden on this program. Nothing.
Good.
As soon as you can't have something, you want it.
Makes
sense.
So
we just say, if there's something comes along you want, have it, but have it within a meal. That's all we ask.
Okay. So you're not snacking. You're not doing the...
No.
The external.
No, nothing in between meals. And you remind yourself that your body is fasting. Your body is working on the fat stores. It's fasting in between meals. And people are actually quite relieved. I remember one lady who, she said, I can't believe how much I was in the kitchen making something or cooking with this six meals a day.
Yeah.
And yeah, she said it was just such a relief to have three meals. And somewhere along the line, as people begin to lose weight and feel better about themselves, then they now start questioning about eating better.
And so that segues right into, do you need a special diet with this?
No. We just begin with three meals a day. Stop when you're full. Now, if they ask me, I will guide them. There was one couple that came in, a mother and a daughter. And so we're just chatting in the first session, and I was doing the intake and asking them some questions and whatnot. And the mother said that she had joint pain and bloating and different symptoms like that, and she was on a lot of medications. And then she revealed her age to me, and she was 78. So I turned to the daughter and I said, with all her medications and her age and everything, I said, I can't, I'm not just sure how she'll do on the program, but I'm certainly willing to do it. I just can't guarantee any kind of, results because I don't know. I'm working with medications here and whatnot. So I asked her what she ate during the day. She said, she had bacon and eggs and toast and coffee in the morning. And then for lunch, they had sandwiches. This is her and her husband. And then for dinner, they'd have meat and potatoes and vegetable. And I said, well, would that include dinner rolls? And she said, well, yeah, sometimes. And so then she said, and then at 11 o'clock, we have sandwiches before bed. And I said, you realize you're eating 6 slices of bread a day. And I said, just for me, just for a week, would you eat no bread, no muffins, no cookies, like nothing with flour in it? And she said, oh, okay, I'll do that. I said, just for a week, no longer, just for a week. So she came back the next week, and she said, oh, my goodness. She said, within 2 days, I was sleeping all night. I didn't wake up again, like any time during the week. She said, I don't feel all bloaty. She said, and by 4 days, my joints don't ache anymore. So for her, she was just eating way too much bread, too many starches.
Well, I don't think that it's necessarily only the starches. It's that they've been genetically modified, and they're full of poisons.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to our friend Monsanto. So the fact that, you know, they're engineered to withstand Roundup,
right,
which is a known carcinogen in Europe, you can imagine when you're eating all that much bread, what your intake
is. Your body is taking in, yeah. And, you know, I grew up on a farm, and we had wheat fields, and the wheat was you know, but waist high on my dad. And so I guess it would be, you know, 3 to 3.5 feet tall, because he was over 6 feet. And, you know, a really good rainstorm would flatten that wheat field.
Okay.
When it was, you know, almost ready to harvest. So what they did was they changed the wheat so that the stalks were thicker and shorter, and there were more heads of grain on a stalk. And so that's why they needed them heavier and thicker. And what that did was change the gluten and change the makeup of the plant. And so I'm not celiac, which is someone who cannot eat any wheat whatsoever, but I am gluten sensitive. And I know that if I eat too much, a yeast builds up in my body, and you can usually tell if you have a lot of white on your tongue.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so I just know then to cut back. In my book, I have the story of my very first yeast cleanse, where, you know, it was back in the 1980s, and back then they just did these cleanses, and we do it a little differently now, where it's a lot more gentle. But I went into it full force, like I was just going to follow it right to the letter. Well, I had such a healing crisis.
Oh, I know. I was going to say.
But I mean, now I just know to back off a little bit, and then I naturally can and just lessen off for a day or two, and it clears up itself.
You know what I've learned also, that in terms of candida or yeast, which is a predatory type of issue, I learned that it has to do with boundaries. If you don't have strong boundaries, then it can create. Oh, and how I found this out, I think I was sharing this, might have been last week. I had such terrible yeast. It just would not go away. It was so insistent. I downloaded a book on the internet. It must have been 150 pages long. And before I started that whole protocol, which looked horrible, I asked, why do I have this? And I immediately got a flash of my ex-husband. And that was all I needed. It was like, oh, and I didn't get it again. It disappeared. So, and then in one of the trainings that I took, our mentor was explaining that so many immune issues are basically the result of boundary issues. We need to create stronger boundaries. So I just wanted to interject that.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. But I had that experience. It was like, wow.
Well, and you know, there's probably some people listening that you know, say are wondering why it's so contradictory, because, you know, right now the thing is to eat these many meals a day to kickstart your metabolism.
Right.
And, you know, you have to stop and say, who does this method benefit? And the answer is the food industry.
Of course.
You have people totally out of control with their eating that you're asking to eat six times a day, and they're not eating a carrot stick.
I once ate
a donut at 10:30 and went, "Oh well, it's okay because I am kickstarting my metabolism."
Yeah, right.
That's what we do when we're heavy. We lie to ourselves. We scheme. We justify.
And sugar is a drug. So when you've been eating sugar and wheat and butter or you know some other oil, you know everything is just so rich. It creates this addiction. So you just want to have more and more and more. And it does create that yeast scenario too.
So I have quite a funny story in my book about my first yeast cleanse, where I almost daily was phoning the health practitioner, you know, telling her I was dying. I was, and she wasn't buying any of it. But we do it a little bit different. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, and I don't set up a diet for the people. Because diets don't work. And everybody does well on a diet for the first 2 weeks, and then you just get tired of it. And so my program is the rest of your life. Eat whatever you want, but stop when you're full, only 3 meals a day. Stop when you're full. No snacking in between. You want those snacks? They're fine. Have them with lunch. Have a sandwich and have some potato chips. But when you're full, you don't.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's great. So,
and, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, they're almost relieved at night now. They said, we knew we weren't hungry. We just had dinner. We knew we weren't hungry, yet there we were. What will we have while we watch TV? Sometimes, you know, it's just the motion to the mouth. So put a straw in your glass and just drink water and just move that arm back and forth.
So I want to direct you to check out Joanne's show page on havingitallradio.com. That's havingitallradio.com, Joanne Eady. And her page will have the link to her book, Exhale Weight, and her connections on social media. So do check it out and find out how you can reach out and contact her if you have any questions about the virtual gastric bypass. I love that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. It's brilliant. Yeah.
And I do send out some interesting articles and things on just a variety of topics.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet it's great. I didn't sign up yet, but definitely you've got some great information, and I love the way you look at life. I think it's great. So tell us, I want to just mention that next week's show, and then we can go back and get a few more little goodies from you. Next week's show, we have another VBS radio host, Debbie Dashinger. She's a media personality. Her specialties are radio and TV hosting, red carpet correspondent, best-selling author, success and media expert, a frequent interview guest, and a keynote speaker and certified coach. Debbie is amazing. Her show is Dare to Dream Radio. So now we have done my duty, and we can ask you, tell us briefly about hypnosis and how it works with smoking or anxiety.
Right. Well, smoking weight.
Oh, we have less than a minute. I just got the heads up.
I encourage everybody to, you can go on Google and Google, well, YouTube and Google hypnosis for relaxation. And there will be somebody on there that will actually take you through a hypnosis session. And you can just relax. And I encourage you to do that because we all become hypno junkies, you know. Once
yeah,
you start
yeah,
doing it, it just feels so good. And I'll leave you with that.
Awesome. Well, this has been wonderful, Joanne. Do check out her show page on havingitallradio.com. Check out our other interviews we've had, and we are always having amazing guests. Health, wealth, relationships, and spirituality. And that's what it's all about on Having It All Radio. See you next week.
Join Marbeth next week on Having It All. Visit havingitallradio.com to learn more about Marbeth Dunn and her special guests. And be sure to download your free report.